Welcome back to the podcast, Heirs of Horror. I'm Chelsea.
Hello, and I'm Jeff.
This week, we watched VHS 94.
Did we?
We did. Tell me what you think about this movie, Jeff.
I can't form complete thoughts after watching this movie.
Yeah.
It is disturbing, and it's like somebody speaking in sentences that aren't complete, like incomplete sentences.
Yeah.
You don't know. It's very hard to tell what kind of message they were trying to get across making this movie.
Yeah, I have to say, I hated this movie. And that, it's rare for me to have such strong feelings about a horror movie, because normally I can find something redeemable about it. I really did not like this movie.
The only reason I wanted to finish the movie is because I was hoping for that redemption moment.
I know.
Bring it all together for me.
I thought the end, there was going to be something good, and it just fell flat. I mean, the end was the only good part of the movie in the sense that it was over, but like, it was just a dud. This movie was a dud.
I found myself asking how much longer was left multiple times throughout.
Yeah.
And I was about ready just to stop watching.
Well, there was one point you said, should we just watch a different movie?
And like, I
said,
I didn't even want to review this movie. This was already on the list. I didn't want to review it. Yeah. Like, I don't feel like I have enough to contribute to this other than maybe to warn others
not to watch.
But it is a compilation of several shorter stories that are supposed to tie together, and they do a terrible job at doing that. But it's going to feel like several little reviews compiled into one.
Yeah. So the thing about this movie is I thought that I had heard good things about it. I thought that there, like, I thought over the past couple of years that I had heard people talk about it and like recommend it.
It does have really high reviews, though.
I don't.
Like, really high.
Well, yeah. So I don't know why this is such a hit. But if you look at the reviews, which we don't normally do for horror movies, IMDb rates this as a 5.5 out of 10. But Rotten Tomatoes, the critics give it a 90% and the audience gives it an 80%.
That's way too high, especially for a horror movie.
It doesn't matter. Like, I would give this like a 10%.
Well, what I mean by horror movie is typically like the 5.5 5 out of 10, right?
Yeah. The IMDb normally scoring, horror movies do get rated 5. Lower.
5.5 is middle to above average horror movie rating.
Yeah.
Like this, you said, this should have been down in the 1 to 2 range.
I mean, honestly, I'd give it a 0, but like, it's a movie, so I'll give it
a 10. It makes you a little squeamish at times, so okay. Other than that, it's terrible.
Oh, it's so terrible. So I'm really confused. And also, this is the thing. The VHS franchise are standalone films. They're anthology films. So they don't tie into each other. But I've never watched any of them. And having this be my first, I'm kind of like, do I even give any of the others a shot? Because
this is terrible. Also, when you say that they don't tie to each other, this movie didn't tie to itself.
It's true.
There's a couple good stories point. That tied to each other. But yeah. Other than that, there's no storyline, essentially.
Yeah.
It's a compilation of short stories, and they use the last story that we're actively following through current time, we think, to tie all the other ones together.
In like a really loosely tied bow. I mean, it's like not.
It is rough. Yeah. Like, this feels like it was made in high school, and I feel sorry if I insulted a high school group, but that's what it feels like.
Yeah, it's terrible. So, I mean, that's the thing. I can't even find any way to defend it. So, should we go back in time?
Yeah, let's get into it.
All right, we'll go back 2 years. No, 3 years.
Oh, you're taking me back? Wait a second. This came out in 2021?
Yes.
See, I thought this was a 90s movie. It came out in 94. No. VHS 94.
No, it's our current era of found footage.
This is terrible.
I forgot we were in found footage month. Like, I blacked out and I'm like, what the fuck is this? No, this is our current found footage. I should have not trusted all of the reviews and recommendations and just picked something else, because yeah,
I'm at a loss of words.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah, no, it came out September 26th, 2021. It was directed by Jennifer Reeder, Chloe Okuno, Simon Barrett, and Ryan Prose.
Too many chiefs.
Maybe that's the problem.
Too many.
Maybe that's the problem. So, this was the year that Keeping Up with the Kardashians premiered its final season. Don't worry, the following year, they came out with The Kardashians, so we still get to see them. We're still keeping up.
I can't keep up.
Spider-Man No Way Home was the number one movie that year. So
I feel like that's a DC movie. I'm going to tell you it's a DC Comics movie.
No, Spider-Man is...
DC. So beating out Marvel in 2021.
No, Spider-Man is Marvel.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know anything about it either.
We'll be watching that on The Lost Heirs at some point, because it's on the list.
Okay. Anything else for 2021?
No, that's all I got. I couldn't go that into it. I just wanted to get away from this movie as far as possible. So
let's get through this.
I only went back in time for a minute.
Shortest review ever.
So it starts with a girl in a room. And there's a bunch of TVs around her, and she's counting down. Her eyes are bleeding, and then it cuts over to the police getting ready to do a search operation. They go into this building and find the room with TVs. Everyone's dead.
Also, of note for the audio fans, Rage Against the Machine was playing in the background as the SWAT team was getting ready.
Yeah. And, you know, I couldn't even enjoy the soundtrack.
No, you could not.
So, it was sad. Because there were some good songs, but no thanks. So then we get our first home video, if you will.
It's like we zoom into one of the TVs. All the TVs in this room had static with the dead bodies with their eyes gouged out. And the first TV short story zooms in on the static, and we get our first short story.
Yeah. And I actually found this to be interesting, and I thought that the movie was going to follow this report or whatever the whole time. I was not aware that it was going to be broken up into multiple short stories. If the whole film was on this, I think it would have been more interesting.
A funny fact, because it's a couple of newscasters introducing us to this Rat Man story.
Yeah.
The Rat Man story on the news that night followed a story about the net, aka the World Wide Web.
Yeah.
And they were kind of mocking it, like, that's going to be a thing. So that kind of puts us in a date.
Yeah.
And then we go into this rat man story.
Yeah. So we see a news reporter reporting on this rat man, and it's her and her cameraman getting footage for this report. They go down and start filming by the sewer drain that has been supposedly.
Someone sighted.
Yeah, where the rat man was. And they go into the sewer drain. They find a tent and a man. He starts talking about the rat man, and then blood starts dripping out of his mouth. They start to run, but then they get hit.
They're both captured by humans, though, not a rat man.
Yeah. So next we see them captured by this rat cult people, this group of people. And the rat man crawls out of this hole in the wall. It's part of the sewer.
And they have all these symbols around this main, like, sewer where the rat man is living. So yeah, they're definitely worshiping it.
Yeah. Yeah, he's definitely, like, their god.
It gives me Alien vibes, like the movie Alien with the drool dripping from the alien's mouth. It's kind of like that, but it's this black.
Well, yeah, because he keeps dripping on people.
Mm-hmm.
And he spits all over the camera guy, and the camera guy dies.
His name was Jeff. R.I.P. Jeff.
Oh, R.I.P. Jeff. I'm surprised you... Well, it makes sense that you would remember his name.
The reporter's name was Holly, too, by the way.
I knew that one. I just knew Holly and the camera guy.
Kind of disappoints me you don't remember Jeff's name.
Sorry. So Holly is actually found alive. They pull her out of a sewer drain. And
the
now,
story of them pulling her out of the sewer drain follows this veggie masher commercial too. It's like one of those infomercials. It is the dumbest thing ever. It just like mashes whatever you put under it.
It's just like a 90s infomercial.
Yeah. And it makes a mess. Yeah. It's terrible. Don't buy it.
Don't buy it.
So they rescue Holly and they put her back on the news.
Yeah. But she's an anchor now. She's not just a
field reporter.
A field reporter. So she coughs up some of this weird stuff.
On the cameraman.
Well, no, on the other anchor.
Oh, on camera. Yeah. She does it on a live show on the other anchor and his face melts off.
Yeah. And then also during the report, did you notice she kept saying Ratma like for every other word?
She kept saying rat kept filling her vocabulary.
Yeah.
And this scene I don't think with was the face actually melting is very cheesy.
Kind of like
the
whole
movie. And then she immediately goes into sports news.
Yeah, she just keeps talking like nothing.
Like there's nothing wrong.
Wrong, yeah. And her co-anchor didn't just get his face melted off. And then we cut back over to the SWAT team. So that was our first video.
And at this point, I'm ready to turn the show off. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, so at this point, I was like, oh, okay, like, we're going to find out more about this cult. Like, we're going to keep learning.
Some back and forth.
More information. Yeah, it's going to go back and forth between the SWAT team and like it's all connected. I thought it was maybe like the news anchor room that they're swatting through or whatever.
Maybe. Yeah, I know. They're clearing.
But.
Because it kind of looks like a news station.
Yes.
With all the TVs and stuff. I see what you're saying.
And it said on air. There was a sign up above like towards the entrance and it said on air. So I was like, oh, okay. This is going to keep following the storyline because normal movies follow one storyline. Nope, not this one. So now we are at a funeral home.
In another story.
Yep, in another video. They're hosting a nighttime wake.
It's like an overnight wake.
What the
I don't know
fuck?
If that's common.
We have a lot of deaths in our family, and I've been to a lot of funerals. I've never had one hosted overnight, so we don't do any nighttime sleepovers, but I guess maybe other families like to do that. So they are hosting this nighttime wake. No one shows up. What do you know? It's in the middle of the night, obviously. So there's basically just this one girl and she's supposed to kind of be babysitting the casket and greeting people if they show up.
And the family requested it be recorded.
Yeah.
So that's another main reason she's there. She's monitoring
the recording,
the room, the music. There's multiple cameras, like I think two or three video cameras. So she's changing the tapes because it's on videotape.
Yeah.
And those like kinds of things. And it seems so we're catching lights flickering and things like that going on when she's in this room alone.
And then the lights completely go out. She goes to kind of try to figure out what's going on. And then she comes back and the casket's moved. And she hears something inside of the casket. So she goes and bangs on it, which bizarre.
Like, there's one point, too, where she calls her boss.
Yeah, she calls him multiple times.
And her boss is like, trust me, he is dead. I could barely put him back together in one piece.
Yeah. So finally, a guy shows up. He's part of the family. And he mentions that there's a tornado warning, so he's not surprised that no one else showed up. He talks to the casket and does some like weird, kind of looks like chanting almost, and his hand sticking out towards the casket, and then he leaves. Then the power goes out, the casket moves a lot, and she tries to run out of the building.
The building, yes.
But turns out this guy chained her in, so she's stuck. And when she goes back into the room with the casket, it's completely knocked over and there is a man.
Well, the casket's open.
Yeah, but it's like tilted. Like,
yeah, it's leaning on its side, kind of a 45 degree angle.
Yeah, so he knocked it out. He knocked it over and then fell out of it. But now he's standing up just by the wall and his head is like cut in half.
At an angle. So he's missing his eyes.
Part of his head is his eye part is laying on the ground and then the rest of it's attached to his body. And he just runs at her and attacks her. Well, I mean, he can't see, obviously. So he's like listening for her.
He's got an ear.
Yeah.
So she's like wandering around and he's standing around. And as he's standing there, he's falling apart. Like guts are spilling out of his stomach. Body parts are falling off. And she's over back by the casket and the other half of his head's there on the ground. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So his eyes on the headpiece that's on the ground open up looking at her. And then his body comes and attacks her.
Yes. Yeah.
And then the tornado strikes.
Yeah.
And everything's, but
luckily,
you know,
the camera's still sitting in its
original place. Well, it's on its side,
place.
I think it's on its side. It's upside down, maybe. I can't
remember. It maybe fell over.
It moved.
But we see her get up and she starts stumbling around and starts to try to crawl out this open window.
And that's where we cut away. But it makes you wonder, you know, nobody's going to believe that story. Tornado hit. That's what moved everything around. So the tornado covered up that whole thing really well.
Yeah, exactly. Then we have another very short scene with the SWAT team. They're just getting further into the building.
They're commenting on things like how bad it smells. And it's funny when they go up a staircase, somebody has to mention, this isn't the same staircase.
Right.
And it's just like terrible writing. Like, we can tell it's different, but it doesn't matter. Like, it truly doesn't matter to us.
That's true. And we can't blame the four directors. It could just be the writer. That's actually the problem.
It could be.
So.
And then one of them comments how they need a gravedigger, which I didn't follow. I didn't know the point. And then we cut to story number
three. So this guy is, we just see his head at first. And then it pans out and we see his head is strapped to a metal spider body. And this mad scientist is saying that the subject rejected his modifications. Now he has two new subjects. And then he starts cutting on one of them.
Yeah, the head on the spider body thing like blows up or something.
Did you notice in any of the other the other movies, were there dates? Because this is October 13th, 1994. Specifically, I remember that part. But I don't know why this one.
The date in the funeral one might have been mentioned. In the news one, I feel like it was probably on a screen at some point.
Yeah, probably, and I just missed it. For some reason, this is the only one that I caught the date of. But the mad scientist ends up succeeding at merging machine and man. And we can't see what he's created with one of these new subjects.
Because our camera is from their point of view.
Yeah.
And we know that he's taken off part of their head at some point somehow and put a camera on it. So in that succession of joining man and metal, it's got camera for eyes or an eye.
Yeah, because...
And that's how our point of view is for this whole
pretty much the whole thing. Because we can tell because it says recording up in the top corner and then it has like a battery level in the bottom corner.
Yes.
So we know that she is a camcorder for
it's like a bipod for your camera.
Yeah, so then we see a news report on the TV about this girl that's missing, and this thing that we are in first person of starts reacting. So the mad scientist is like, oh, it's remarkable that she remembers her old life, but like, also, how is it remarkable? I don't understand.
I don't understand the purpose of all this either. Like, do you want her not to remember?
Yeah, I don't know.
And then at that point, like, just make a machine. Why does it have to be a combination of the two?
Right. I don't know. So cops start knocking on the door. They end up breaking down the door. They shoot the scientist and they find the girl, which we still haven't seen what she looks like at this point.
Well, they have, and they are... I don't know. Disturbed.
They're disturbed, and they also are like, oh, this poor girl, she's not human anymore. Obviously, like, she's never going to be the same. So they shoot her. But then we kind of see her crawling away. So clearly, the bullet didn't phase her. Yeah. So they open a door, and a bomb goes off. And everything is kind of...
There's a lot of blood and gore in this short film.
Yeah, there's people that got kind of blown up, and we see this girl walking through the lab. and she's killing everyone because they're attacking her. Like, they're trying to attack her.
Well, the boy that was abducted with her, too, has, like, big giant swords for arms, and he's killing people, too.
Yeah.
Like, I think he kills more than her.
Oh, yeah. He kills a lot. He kills a lot of them. And then, but she's kind of doing it. He's attacking everyone, but she's doing it more as self-defense. Like,
yes.
They're kind There's of trying difference. To attack her, and she's just killing them if they're attacking her. So then she walks up and she sees herself in a mirror, and she basically is like a camera head.
From like lower jaw up.
Yeah.
Is metal.
Yeah.
And then she's got like a metal stub for an arm, and things are different.
Yeah. Which, coincidentally enough, she finds the little machine gun that hooks up to her nub. And then she starts shooting people also that are trying to attack her. We do see another one of the monsters that he's created. And there's like several that are just kind of like laying on tables with
like not like finished.
In process. Yeah. So one of the cops walks up and tries to help her. But then the other monster attacks him. So she kills the monster. And then her battery dies, but then flashes over to like one of the security cameras, and then we see her crawling away.
Yeah, because her battery, like, you know, if your phone dies and it sits long enough, you can turn back on and have like 1%, 2%. Yeah. I think that's what was happening with her.
Yeah, because it turned off a couple of times. Like, it turned off, and then it turned back on, and she was able to do something, and then it turned off, and then we saw her crawling away. So then we are back at the SWAT team. So that... The thing is, each of these are getting weirder and weirder. Like, the rat man, I was interested in the storyline. This, like, casket thing, I actually kind of, at that point, I thought that the casket was tied into the rat man still. I didn't realize. I thought that...
And maybe it is, and we don't get it.
I thought that there was, like, this rat man cult, and maybe one of the members died, and they were trying to, like, resurrect him, and then... voila, he is resurrected. I didn't know exactly, but I thought that they were definitely connected. And then we get to this mad scientist, and I'm like, how is this
connected? The mad scientist is in a totally different part of the world as well.
Yeah.
So it's not even, I don't know how it could be related. Let's put it that way.
So it's in an Asian country. I don't remember which one, but this one definitely was where I was like, oh, these aren't connected. Never mind. They
are beyond random.
Yeah, like, they're definitely just random
newsworthy
clips,
if you will, but
well,
random.
Yeah, and so I'm just like, at this point I was just confused. I'm like, what is happening in this movie? Please have a like really cool ending that ties it all together, how they all actually are connected. So next,
at this point in the movie, I wasn't thinking it. Now I was saying it out loud to you. How much longer is there? Do we really want to watch all this?
Yeah, I agree.
But we do go back to the raid, to the SWAT team. And one of the SWAT members' names is Slater. And he's starting to lose it. He drops to his knees and stares at one of the TV screens. And then we cut to our next story, which is...
It's
a militia.
I would call it kind of like a white supremacist group.
It's FPMM.
Or extreme conservatives doing things in the name of...
They refer to themselves as a type of freedom militia.
Yeah. They're doing stuff in the name of God. They're doing God's work. But if that's...
In America.
If that so happens to be killing people, they're here for it. Yeah. They're just like that type of group.
I thought they were vigilantes trying to do good because they made a comment.
No, I think in their head they are doing good.
Right, no, I understand that. But in some comments in the initial get where they walk into that room with the alarm going off and they shoot that guy in the head.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, like he deserved it. Like he molested somebody or something, murdered somebody. And they're like, oh, you know, you deserve it.
Well, and then you were the one. Yeah. So basically what happens is we see them walk into this box that they're keeping this guy in.
It's a shipping container.
And they shoot him in the head. you were the one who pointed out, are those crosses all over the box? I never would have noticed.
There's crosses all over the box. And it's, so what it is a big barn with a bunch of shipping containers around the outside. So it's some sort of compound. And there's all these crosses. But then when you get into the inner circle, there's this cage with a person in it. And the floor is like just a river of blood, covered in blood. And then there's garlic all over the walls.
Yeah.
It's covered in garlic.
Yeah. So they keep doing the same thing to the guy. They
like daily.
Yeah. They go in, they shoot him. He falls over. They leave. Well, when they shoot him this one time, they take some of his blood.
So the first time they shoot him, we don't see them take any blood.
Yeah.
And then they go for a drive and do some talking. And then they shoot him again. And then they shoot him again. And it's not cohesive. So we're like, are we going crazy? Are we imagining things? Is it the same guy that they just keep shooting? Yeah, so they're harvesting his blood. So then we find out that he's a vampire.
Yeah.
So they've been harvesting this blood because they want to use it as a weapon. They want to make a statement at the federal building. And they're in Colorado or something like that, I think. One of the snowy states. It's just after or just before Waco. So they think the vampire's blood is going to be an explosive because when vampires are exposed to daylight, they explode. So somebody they're friends with or an acquaintance that's not really part of the group makes a delivery, and in the back of their truck, they have a cache of guns, right? Like big guns, a lot of guns. And he's commenting on, hey, you know, he refers to Waco and says, if they had this group, this cache of guns that you guys have now, they would have held out a lot longer. This cop is the same cop that's in the raid.
Oh.
Slater is the one delivering the guns. So this ties to the raid.
All right.
And he does make a comment that makes you realize how dumb this group is when he says, so you guys are going to commit to this like big statement and everything. You guys have tested it, right? I mean, of course you've tested it. And they look at each other like, and they don't say anything. And then and then they cut to the rabbit where they're going to actually test it.
Yeah. So they inject a rabbit with some of the blood and they leave this rabbit out side and the sun comes up and the rabbit explodes.
Well,
so
before it explodes, the sun comes up and it doesn't explode, and we learn again how dumb they are, because one stands up from behind the sandbags like, the shadow from the tree is blocking, and he doesn't even get the sentence out and he gets blown backwards from the explosion. Yeah. So this little tiny rabbit makes a very big explosion.
Yeah, so they're basically harvesting this vampire blood to create bombs. So later that day, two of the guys think that it's a good idea to go and fuck with this vampire.
Well, the vampire's body, because he's not actually alive at this point.
Yeah. And one of them gets a bunch of blood on himself. And then next thing you know, the group finds one of these two guys dead.
And then they're trying to account for who's missing.
Yeah. And then they realize
the missing guy walks out.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and he walks out and explodes. And then they realize the vampire is on the loose. So they are basically like, we've got to go contain him or kill him, because if it turns dark, they're fucked.
Yeah, so one of the guys jumps up into the truck. They've got this giant gun mounted in the back of this truck. And he's got it pointed at the shipping container. And he hears some movement and he starts shooting. He doesn't know how to operate this gun. And the gun starts spinning sideways and he shoots several of his own friends in the back.
Yes.
To the point where another big guy standing behind him takes his gun out and shoots his friend in the back of the head.
To stop it.
To stop him from killing everyone else.
This is why you don't play with guns, kids.
Things got out of hand quickly.
If you don't know how to use one, don't touch it.
So there's two left at this point. And they go in to try to clear the place out, to find the vampire.
Because if not,
this
guy's going to
be
unstoppable.
You're right. He can go anywhere in the dark. Yeah. Daylight, they got him cornered.
Yeah. And what do you know? The vampire kills them.
Yes. I don't have anything else to add to that. And then we cut back to
the SWAT team.
The SWAT team.
Yeah.
And oh dear God, there's probably only like 10 minutes left.
Yeah, it was pretty short, luckily. So,
but now I'm knowing there's going to be some sort of pull it all together for me.
Yeah,
here.
I'm like, oh, okay, good. This
some
is
big
this
moment.
This is so exciting. This is going to be the best part of the movie where we find out how these are all tied together. And basically, they're all tied together because two of the SWAT members are actually part of this extreme fetish video cult where they like watching like snuff films and creepy, you know, odd type of films.
And they've been recording this raid the whole time. And they take Slater and they tie him up.
Yeah.
And talk to him about the guns he supplied and his involvement and everything.
Yeah. And then they kill him on camera and they're like, oh, this is going to be our next video in the series. And that's how it ends.
So didn't pull anything together.
If someone listening right now loves this movie, please, please comment and explain why you love it, because I genuinely want to know.
I would go through the trouble to possibly invite somebody to talk about it.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I want to understand it. I want to give too. It a chance, but it is rough.
I just don't get what the appeal of this movie is. But I want to know. I want to understand, so I'm going to have to find some other podcasts that have reviewed this and listen to it, I think, because I don't understand the appeal.
So there is some good news that's going to come out of this podcast review today.
It's done.
It's done. One.
And we never have to watch
two,
it again.
Two, it is the worst movie of the year for me.
Oh no. We're not there yet, Jeff. You can't spoil it.
I'm not skipping ahead. But it is also worse than The Exorcist 3.
You did just skip ahead.
Oh, there's nothing to skip.
I can't believe I was going to make everyone wait this until the very end.
Bad.
I had a feeling.
Let me tell you this. The Exorcist 3, I've always touted, is not a movie. Don't go watch it.
This really
isn't.
This
movie is so bad. Please watch it and tell me what true. I'm missing. Because this one got good decent reviews.
Really good on Rotten Tomatoes. Really
People's
good.
People's Choice, yeah. Like, I just don't get it. Like,
I mean, critics...
Is this the kids voting? Are the kids voting on this? Are the kids saying this is good?
I'm so confused. So, anyways, let's get back to that part later.
Okay, let's rate it. Can we rate it?
I have a moral of the story. I'm going to say there's not really much to take away from this, but if I'm really searching, I guess what I learned is don't hold a vampire hostage because you probably will die.
Adding to your vampire news. Garlic does contain them.
That's true. And crosses.
No, it doesn't, Chelsea. That thing roamed free. None of that shit works.
Okay. Well, so I'm going to... This rating, it's going to be quick. I'm going to give the storyline a 0.
0.
I don't like the storyline. I don't really feel like there's a very strong storyline. So 0 for me.
I agree.
The ending, I'm going to give it a 0.25 because it does tie all the films together. Not very well.
No, it ties the last one.
But it
explains...
What
the fuck does Ratman have to do with this cop?
It explains... It's not about the cop. It explains that they're part of this weird fetish video cult and that's just like the next one in their series.
Okay.
It has an ending, plus it ended, so thank God for that. I'm going to give it a 0.25, okay?
I'm going to give it a 0 because I know there are other VHS movies out there, so it doesn't end.
Yeah, but those you can't I'm saying you can't base this one on that because they might not be as bad. They're not related at all. So.
Was this the first one they made?
No.
So they've had practice and this is not the first one that's come out.
Yeah, but as you know, a lot of times films get worse.
This
more,
is also a found footage movie.
It is. That's why it is in found footage month.
The cult members are still alive. So I'm going to repeat what I said in our last review. Found footage, typically I would think someone dies. Like all of them die. But not all of them died.
Yeah, but some
They're making died. The movie. They yeah. keep the movie.
That's the twist.
They release the movie.
It's the big reveal.
So 0 for storyline, 0 for ending.
Okay. So for jump scares, I'm going to give it a 0.15. And hear me out. I would have given this a 0.25 because that first jump scare in the sewer with the rat man, I really was excited. I genuinely jumped. And
you did
I
jump.
I did jump. And I was like, oh, this, I already have a jump scare. And the storyline is like intriguing enough. Like I'm interested to see where it's going to go. I was looking forward to more. But then I was sadly crushed very quickly with how bad this movie was. So it's getting docked a 0.1 that's why it's only getting 0.15.
So the Rat Man story didn't give me any jumpiness because I've seen scarier shit than that at work. But I'm going to give it a 0.25 for jump scares, and let me tell you why.
Okay.
And it's not because it's like, ooh, it made me jump. It's because there's so much blood and gore that it makes you feel kind of squeamish at points. So, you know, a little jumpy, a little eh.
That's fair. I'm going to give it a 0 for...
You know, for lingering?
Lingering, yeah. Didn't haunt me.
Self-explanatory?
The only thing that haunts me about this is if someone threatened to make me watch it again, then I would actually have a lingering scare.
So here's the deal. If I understood the message behind this movie, it may linger with me more. It is going to continue to linger with me because I don't understand it. So I'm also going to give it a 0.25 in the lingering.
Wow.
Because when I hit stop today, I'm still going to go, what the fuck did I just watch? I don't know what I watched.
Yeah.
Usually I can try to find sense at least to what their point was going to be, what they were trying to get across.
Yeah.
But I don't have any idea here.
Well, this is by far my worst rated film ever. I gave it a 0.4 overall.
0.4?
Yeah, 0.4. And you gave it a 0.5, rating it higher than me, which is odd. I didn't really expect that one.
I've said it in a while.
Okay.
The score does not reflect the quality of the movie.
I know. It's based on characteristics that horror films should have. A storyline, an ending, hopefully a twist or something. Jump scares, lingering scares. I know. But I'm still surprised. I really thought this was going to be your first 0.
No. The Exorcist 3, nobody died, right?
Yes, there were deaths. You always say that, but there were deaths.
A lot of people died in this movie. There's blood. There's gore.
So it's horror film-esque.
It wants to be a horror film. I don't know what to call it.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you on that.
And I'm going to speak for you and say it does not beat your current favorite.
It does not. My current favorite is House on Haunted Hill. That one I love and I hold close to my heart. This movie, I want nothing to do with. It's scary in the sense that if I ever had to watch it again, that would be a dark day. So
let me ask you this. Do we have plans to watch another VHS movie in the future?
I'm going to give it some time. We'll let this one digest and maybe forget about it. You know, let the trauma pass. And then maybe at some point we'll revisit this series.
If I get a vote, my vote is no.
Yeah. Well, you know your vote equals my vote.
There's plenty of other shit we could watch.
There is. I don't foresee it coming up anytime soon, but give it a year. Never know.
Give it 2 years.
So you do think that this is worse than Leprechaun?
Yes.
And ultimately worse than The Exorcist 3.
Yes.
You challenged me, and you didn't think I could do it. I found a movie that you hate worse.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I will not challenge you to anything like that again.
All of our listeners, I'm sure, are excited too that I finally found something that you like.
Yeah.
This
is going to be the most popular.
Yeah.
Most popular.
So, now... we've come to the end of Found Footage Month. Shall we review the movies that we watched?
Go for it.
The Blair Witch Project, Paranormal Activity, The Visit, and then this gem, VHS 94. What was your favorite found footage overall?
So The Visit I thought was probably the best as far as a movie goes.
Yeah.
And I was really hard on The Blair Witch Project. And I think reflecting back, I'm going to give it a little more credit. Where credit's due. Still not going to watch it like in
all
the near
the
future. No. But I now realize things could be much worse.
Yeah. I'm glad that I put things into perspective for you.
You didn't. This movie did.
Well, I served it up to you.
So The Visit, I think, would be my top.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like The Visit. I think it's a really good movie. I definitely rate it at the highest. Although, you know, once you learn the twist, I feel like it's kind of a one and done. Like, you don't really need to rewatch it. Paranormal Activity, I enjoy the series, and I like having kind of a marathon of those movies because I think that they flow well. So I, that one's a top two, but I think overall, you know, standalone film, The Visit one. So
I wish you didn't like Paranormal Activity because I'm not a fan.
I know.
I'm not one to watch.
I don't make it like watch. That. I don't make you watch it all the time.
Thank you.
I watch it with other friends too. So,
okay.
My friend Daphne will always watch it with me. Okay. She likes it.
So let's talk about next month. What's next month's theme?
So April, we're having a fun new series coming up. We're going to do this sporadically throughout the year. This is our first Battle of the Slashers. So it's Battle of the Slashers Part 1. And it's basically we're picking two franchises and we're going to be reviewing them side by side. So I...
Should we make people guess?
No, we'll just tell them. So for the first series, we're going to be doing Scream, which is my favorite slasher of all time, and you picked...
I picked A Nightmare on Elm Street. It's not my favorite of all time. I just feel like it will win.
Well, and also, Scream. Wasn't that the movie that gave you nightmares as a kid?
Still does. Getting sucked into your bed. Like, what kid? Oh yeah, go to bed now. The bed will eat me.
Yeah.
Or Freddy will pull me through the mattress.
Well, and it's funny for me, out of all of like the classic, I would consider like Freddy, Jason, and Michael to be like the big three, you know, of slashers. And I watched both of those as a kid. I watched Michael and Jason a lot as a kid. I never got into Freddy until I was an adult. So I don't have that nostalgia feel for Freddy the way that I do for the other two.
Is it the way he dresses?
Well, I just never...
You like a man in, you know, a onesie? That'd be Michael.
No, but for some reason, I just never watched it. It just never came across my TV screen. But I will say, even though I don't think, like, I don't like Freddy as much as the other two, just for that reason, I think that overall, the Freddy films are so much better. They're cohesive. The storyline actually starts from one and goes through. There's not a bunch of weird shit
we
like
don't build
with Michael.
Off a number two three times. Right. Number four never existed.
Yeah. It's... And they're so much better done than the Jasons because Jason's a hot fucking mess. Like, Michael doesn't have a good storyline. None of them are cohesive, but Jason goes to outer space. Like, right. What the fuck is that?
So for this month, though, we're going to focus on Freddy.
Yep.
In the Nightmare on Elm Streets.
Yep.
The classic, competing against your
Ghost
Screen
Face.
Ghost Face series.
Yeah.
Now, we call out all the rules for people that can't pick up on the rules in Scream. I know that.
Yeah.
So.
I just think Scream, it's good. They're funny.
You know, the biggest hurdle Scream's going to have is the soundtrack.
I don't think so.
We'll see.
But we are going to take in, we don't normally take into consideration critics' reviews or critics' ratings, but we are going to, for the battle, it's all going to come into play.
We'll have some weight.
For us to figure out who the ultimate winner is.
Okay, well, I'm excited to do something different. Mix it up a little.
Yeah, so for April, we're just watching part one and two of both of those franchises.
For this April.
Yeah.
One and two.
We'll be starting with A Nightmare on Elm Street Part 1. And also, we have an April Fool's Day special coming up on, well, April Fool's. April 1st.
Are you just supposed to, like, surprise people with an April Fool's?
I mean, I feel like people probably think it's a joke and we're not actually going to release it, but it's not. We really are. So watch it.
What do the first 10 downloads get? Nothing.
A thank you.
April Fools.
All right. Well, tune in next week. We've got a lot of exciting things happening.
See you then.
Thanks for listening to the episode. Please follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Eras of Horror. If you like listening to us, check out our other podcasts, The Lost Eras and Down to Pod. And don't forget to rate and review.
Hey, look what I found. It's another podcast. I'll share it with you next Tuesday.